Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. Well, maybe you saw where Christian Bale got himself a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Comedy Musical category for playing Dick Cheney in Vice. Even though Dick Cheney in a movie does not have any musical numbers, unlike Aaron Burr does, the only other vice president to ever shoot a guy in Hamilton. But outside of shooting that guy, who, by the way, apologized for getting shot, there's really nothing funny about Dick Cheney, no matter how irreverent the movie gets. I mean, Bale, under tons of makeup, just sort of grunts his way through the movie. It's a good impersonation, I'll give him that. And don't disrespect for his Golden Globe. It's a one-trick pony, okay? But the movie, directed by Adam McKay, who made Subprime Loans entertaining, and a Big Short, brings some of that kind of action to Vice with great editing and film clips and other diversions that keep the show moving. But this is almost 60 years worth of stuff from Cheney's early days as a young, drunk, dirtbag, self-described, whose wife Lynn, Amy Adams, reads him the riot act and gives him an ultimatum to shape up. Then goes through his long Washington career that eventually ends up with him being Bush's super veep when he figures out how to grab power and run the show. Now, the problem with the movie is that just doing something about this guy that is so fresh in the mind, no matter how you slice it, you got to ask the question, who's it for and is there any reason for it, right? I mean, it'll be too critical and irreverent for some and not critical or funny enough for others, but for what it is, it's not boring. McKay throws in crazy stuff. There's a false ending halfway through the movie that is really funny. Plus, there's a narrator that ends up playing a big part. And Steve Carell makes Donald Rumsfeld funny. Not an easy thing to do. And Sam Rockwell, well, he's a great GW. And you don't see too many movies where a guy has four heart attacks. But eventually it gets deadly serious and drives home the idea that this guy Cheney, throughout his life, was a conniving opportunist who quietly seized power, and as it says at the start of the movie, beware the quiet man. That's why you never got to worry about me. I never shut up. I'm just a regular guy. Now, hey, by the way, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. You can get them as a podcast. And like I said, I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.